Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. We have more now on the life of former President George H.W. Bush, who has died at the age of 94. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, Bush's New England roots were deep.
It was the 1980 presidential election. George Herbert Walker Bush was at a town hall somewhere in New Hampshire. Someone in the audience asked Bush what made him think he understood the needs of New Englanders. It was as if someone had teed up the question for him. After all, his family had a retreat in Kennebunkport, Maine, since the 19th century. He was born in Milton, grew up in Greenwich, Connecticut, attended Phillips Andover Academy and Yale University. But that town hall was one of the few high points of that New Hampshire primary for Bush. The primary is best remembered for a debate in which Bush's leading opponent, Ronald Reagan, grabbed the microphone.
Is this on?
Yes.
Mr. Green,
did you turn on my phone?
You asked for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr. Green.
Reagan had paid for a debate against Bush, and then insisted that the other candidates in the race be allowed to participate. John Sununu, who would go on to become governor of New Hampshire and Bush's White House chief of staff, met Bush during that primary campaign.
Certainly that famous debate where he told Mr. Breen of the Nashua Telegraph that he had paid for the microphone was a very impressive and I think probably a very defining moment in that primary race.
When the campaign moved on to Massachusetts, a young state representative from Holliston was working for him. Andrew Natsios had received a call from Bush the year before.
He wanted Bill Saltonstall, who was a state senator at the time, to run his campaign in Massachusetts. They had grown up together because their fathers served in the U.S. Senate together. Prescott Bush, Bush's father, was a senator from Connecticut, while Bill Saltonstall's father, Leverett Saltonstall, was a senator from Massachusetts, and they were close friends, and so their sons grew up together. And Bill said, I'll be honorary chairman, but you need some younger legislators.
Reagan's nomination as the Republican presidential candidate in 1980 solidified social conservatives' takeover of the National Republican Party. Bush had been seen as a moderate alternative to Reagan, but John Sununu sees Bush as a solid conservative Republican with one possible exception.
He had a little bit of an environmental streak in him, which might have made him more of a New England Republican.
Sununu remembers how, as president, Bush pushed through a cap-and-trade agreement that tackled what was then a big problem, acid rain.
And certainly the Clean Air Bill that was passed had a huge impact on cleaning up New England air because it really tightened up the standards in a way that allowed the most efficient technologies to be used to reduce sulfur dioxide and nitrous oxides, which are, you know, the contributors to New England's acid rain.
Sununu remembers how Bush worked with Senator Edward Kennedy to pass the cap-and-trade bill.
The president and Senator Kennedy both wanted to have that piece of legislation. And the key to getting compromise that works for the country is leadership. And the fact that the president was willing to lead and Ted Kennedy was willing to lead on the Senate side, I think, made all the difference in the world.
Bush also played a critical role in cleaning up Boston Harbor. It happened during his 1988 presidential campaign against Governor Michael Dukakis. Peter Shelley was one of the attorneys who led the fight to clean up Boston Harbor and was on the boat with Bush when he came to denounce how dirty it was.
His goal was to rub Governor Dukakis's face in the fact that the federal government was a plaintiff trying to clean up the harbor, and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts was a defendant trying to delay that cleanup.
Shelley says Bush played a key role.
It had a huge impact. The fact that Vice President Bush was able to sort of stick this label in the harbor as the dirtiest harbor in America, which, as far as I know, has never been documented. It was just it was a political line that stuck. Was something that we used regularly to pressure the state, the legislature, to do something about this infamous category that the harbor had suddenly been thrust into.
So in a way, Bostonians have George Herbert Walker Bush to thank, at least in part, for the now clean waters of Boston Harbor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.